Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The Playboy Jazz Festival happened in LA over the weekend. You know, it's always a fan favorite. It makes you appreciate living in Los Angeles. We have these great venues like the Hollywood Bowl. Well, this is the show that Bill Cosby hosted for more than 30 years, but he's a little preoccupied these days. So, George Lopez is doing quite well in that role, thank you. In any case, the lineup is always stellar, like Gregory Porter, Layla Hathaway, and Common, just to name a very few, and always full of surprises. But I've got to tell you, the big showstopper Saturday night was not the performances, but rather a fashion statement made by the inimitable Quincy Jones. Quincy has teamed up with John Legend's father and created a line of hats called Pop's Tops. And Quincy was showing it off to all of the concert goers. As you might guess, he wears it well, as most things in his life. Not only are Pop's Tops fabulous looking, they are made in America. I am so sure we will be seeing these on magazine covers very soon. And I am not surprised that Nick Gordon, former boyfriend of the late Bobby Christina Brown, has been arrested for domestic battery and false imprisonment. Now, TMZ had the story first. Apparently, Gordon was taken into custody over the weekend in Sanford, Florida. In a jealous rage, Gordon began punching his girlfriend, Laura Leal, in the face and head repeatedly with a closed fist, and then held her captive in their home. You know, he was apparently believing his girlfriend was attempting to hook up with a friend of his, and he lost it. That's because we know the man is on the crazy side. He was held legally responsible for the death of Bobby Christina. You know, she was found submerged in her bathtub, and then he was ordered to pay $36 million to the estate of his former girlfriend in November. But from what I understand, the attorneys of Bobby Christina's family and estate are still trying to collect that money. I think they're going to have a hard time now because I hear he is still in jail, and I think he's going to be there for a while. Well, for some good news, the Tony Awards were held in New York City last night. Many of the top awards of the night went to expected winners. Kevin Kline nabbed the Tony for leading actor in a play for Present Laughter. Jitney, that 1982 play by August Wilson, is just making its Broadway debut, but it won Best Revival. And then Best Direction of a Play went to Indecent. It's about the early 21st century Yiddish drama that scandalized the public so badly it was shut down by the police. Now, Indecent had a female director, so, you know, there's a little bit of talk about that going on. Anyway, unlike the 2016 Tony Awards, which emphasized racial diversity, you know, because it was a huge night for Hamilton, the Tonys were kind of quiet on current events this year. And as much as I like him, I did have to ask, who hired Kevin Spacey as host? That was his running theme too, which didn't always work. But anyway, congratulations to all of the winners and nominees of the 71st Tony Awards. Oh, and don't forget to check out our video coverage of All Eyes on Me. Of course, that opens later this week, and I'll be telling you more about that. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.